Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Yeah, we are starting now. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Wednesday. I do love, because I don't think that I've seen it very often, a flustered Sean Pendergast because of onlybears.com. That was the thing that apparently could fluster the great runner of radio, Sean Pendergast.
The sad thing is it's probably out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And also, I am happy.
Yes,
I am somewhat happy to know that apparently our very own John Lopez does not know what a bear is. So shout out to him.
I caught that late.
You just took you a little while. No problem. Right, all right, let's get going right here on a Wednesday. 713-572-4610 is the number to text to get in on the program. Also, appreciation to the Mocam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. We continue to roll on towards the Ravens today and we roll on today towards the Ravens mm-hmm. on Sunday. Just want to make sure that I don't think anybody would have heard that and been like, wait,
today.
The game's today.
Yeah.
But I feel like let's do a little overreaction or reality here.
Because we can overreact to the first three games, and we did, or maybe we didn't, but we reacted. And you have the one good game. Is it time to overreact? Is it overreaction or reality? I have some categories for you,
categories.
Some points.
I like buckets that we can separate things into. It's how we learn and understand our world.
Let's start with the most important one. CJ Stroud figured it out. Overreaction or reality?
I'm going
to get in on this.
Yeah, I will go with reality here. And it's not even just because he had a good game where he made good decisions, which obviously is beneficial, especially with the system that we've talked about. Hearing him kind of in the post game almost triumphantly talk about how it's you know, an offense of 1,000 cuts, and then obviously you get an opportunity to strike at some points, and not just because he actually connected, but it's like the process of this all, like the idea that it seems like he feels confident enough with this offense that we know to be somewhat complex to be able to make those alerts and make them on time. And even though, yes, I know it's the Tennessee Titans, that's obviously the caveat that's inherent there. But he was operating that offense, and the offense wasn't operating him as it felt like it was earlier on in the season. That matters to me.
Yeah, I must say reality. I think CJ kind of figured it out. I'm not sure about the whole offense overall if they figured it out. Yeah, I feel like CJ, I think he figured out what to do to kind of get the offense where it needs to be.
I don't want to be the bucket of cold water. You were talking about buckets earlier. I want to believe that it's the reality. I think there are some elements, as you pointed out, that make you want to believe that it's a reality. It has to be an overreaction to me because it really is the Titans. They're awful. They're going to fire their coach. They're just bad defensively.
They might have the number one overall pick again.
I think they're number two or three right now.
They got two players and a possible that you're like, I feel good about.
Right.
That's Cam Ward, Jeffrey Simmons, and then Elik Ayemonor. It's like, hey, this is kind of nice over there. Yeah. Other than that, everything else can go.
I want to say it's a reality. I can't. Let's see what happens this week and the ensuing weeks. It's an overreaction.
And I'm with you guys on the idea that this does not mean that the offense is all, everything is good, because again, the circumstances become a lot more difficult against different teams and different game scripts. But for CJ in particular, I feel a lot more confident that, okay, he can be in that place where
I've been defending him even in the darkest of times, but I just can't go there right
now.
Fair enough. All right. Woody Marks deserves the lion's share of carries and touches out of the backfield. Overreaction or reality?
That is a reality. The only thing that stopped me on that is I do wonder how much that changes in an instance where you might need to, you know, use a battering ram, and he is not the tool to be a particular battering ram.
Yeah.
But in most other circumstances, he can run outside, good vision, good bounce, good burst, good juice, be able to catch the football. So that's an additional threat to a defense. That dynamism makes a defense have to question what they're doing, and he can pick up the blocks. Like, that's all the things that you need, and he's been effective. I think, boom, you absolutely utilize that. And not to be too crass with it, but now is the time to take advantage of the yards when he's young, when he's on the rookie contract, when he's spry. This is when you take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm going to say reality, too. I think we definitely need to see more Woody Marks.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on this one, reality, for sure, for all the reasons that you said. Jalen Knoll should take a few snaps away from Christian Kirk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
I mean, this is a reality just to get his speed and his availability. I'm not as sold on this one as the other ones, and I know that sounds wild because, again, you need to get talented players out there that can get separation. I do wonder what it continues to look like with Christian Kirk getting more opportunities with that slot position that is typically difficult to grasp in this. But, no, I do think that just in general, the young talent that you went and got, you need to use it. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, I'm going to say a reality, man. And that was kind of my worry during training camp when I'm saying keep an eye on Christian Kirk. And I was mainly doing that because of the rookies they had. And it looked like these rookies coming with a little more juice right now. I know it's still early, and maybe Christian Kirk can come through later on. But, I think it's a reality, man. I think you need to play the players that bring you the most energy, man. And I think Jalen Knoll is bringing that juice.
Real quick, going back, and I see this on YouTube, because I do want to go back to the running back. If you listen to the Mic'd Up with D'Amico Ryans when it came to Woody Marks, on that second touchdown play, D'Amico genuinely sounded like astonished, like, yo, look at that cut. And you can hear him on the headset say, that's your running back, DB. Obviously talking to Danny Barrett, the running backs coach. I don't know if it's like, hey, that's your boy, like, and you've been advocating for him.
I was going to say that.
Or if it was just like, well, there you go, that's your guy. But either way, there's an acknowledgement that he's got the juice.
That's it, reality. D'Amico Ryans told us on Woody Marks.
You got the juice now.
But with Jalen Knoll,
thank you,
I'm going to say reality too. I think playmakers, speed, all that stuff. Jaden Higgins should replace Xavier Hutchinson.
I mean, that's a reality as well. Again,
that's a layup.
We fall back in with this.
That's a layup.
And the opportunity for deep threat, the opportunity for jump ball opportunities, I think that's very clear.
Yeah, I'm going to say reality too. I think early on we was probably rolling with Hutchinson just because he was the veteran out of the group. But I think these rookies are fine in their way, man.
Give me the speed. Give me the playmaking. Yeah. I'm with you. D'Amico Ryans should not call defensive plays anymore.
That is a reality, because I think that even just hearing him, like, if it was just off of the results of the game, I might go, that's an overreaction.
Yeah.
Hearing the way that he talked about it in, like, the context of developing as a head coach and liking the feel of being able to touch everything, I don't think that's something that you then go back to calling the defense and then not having that opportunity to affect your team in all those different ways.
I think it's a reality too, man. Like I said before, I feel like that's a lot on a head coach plate, especially a younger head coach like a D'Amico Ryans. Hey, trust Burks, man.
He talked about it. I'm going to trust my coaches more, he said, before the season began.
Or at least give him a shot. If the defense looking bad, then maybe you could take it over. But, nah, trust your guys.
No, he did. All right, how about this one? All things being equal, as in injuries, pencil in Juice Scruggs the rest of the way.
I know you said pencil, not pen. I think this is where I will finally put in an overreaction here. I think that as of right now, 100% Juice Scruggs. I don't know that I feel so confident about any of the talent that you have on this offensive line that I go, yeah, that's the guy. Like, I think that there needs to be a healthy questioning on whether or not you're at this spot. As if it slips in one bit, right, you need to be willing to be flexible, because that was a downfall for you last year, right? The inflexibility when things were going poorly on the offensive line, and we were sitting here pulling our hair out, like, how are you going to sit by and abide by this? And I say that, and it sounds like it's disrespectful to Juice Scruggs, because he is doing the job right now, and I want to give him that credit for it. I'm just like, I'm not so certain that I'm guaranteeing that he'll do the job consistently all the way through the season. If it slips a little bit, here, let's roll this Lakin Thompson back in.
I'm going to say reality, man. You can't keep doing this rotating of the guards, man. I think right now Juice got the juice a little bit. And so, like you say, when you say put them in pen, put it in pencil. Just keep them there for right now, man. I mean, if it get bad, then you could maybe go back to Lakin.
Sharpie Juice Scruggs. Sharpie Juice Scruggs.
That's how Lakin you said that.
And it's a very simple concept. He's earned it.
Sure.
He's better. He, preseason, you know, we never really could tell, you know, until the very end. But four games in, he's been better. He's better than Lakin Tomlinson. Why make a change unless there's a huge fallout or an injury? All right, one more for you. Dalton Schultz should get more looks and plays called for him.
I think that that's an overreaction. I think that for what the things that they've asked him to do, I think that he's been beneficial, right? Being in the soft spots of the zone, getting the ball there. Obviously, there's instances where he's able to take advantage of matchups. I think that's cool. It feels like that set him nicely in. If you don't have a missed pass by C.J. Stroud, he has probably about, six receptions for something like 70 yards? That sounds great to me. Like, that sounds perfect in what you have from Dalton Schultz. I don't think that he needs to be a feature of what you're trying to do. I think that that consistently is either Nico Collins or maybe a hot hand of one of the younger guys who brings you more explosion.
I am with you, but he's trending in the right direction.
Which is great. Yeah. That's ultimately probably one of the better case scenarios that you could have asked for, including a willingness to be involved in all the things, to get after blocking, all those types of things.
Yeah.
That is very helpful where Dalton Schultz is right now. All right, a little bit of overreaction reality. Y'all didn't want to overreact on everything. Y'all like everything that we see and within this feels right. Okay, I feel it. So there you go. Getting going here on a Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, October is here. The Astros not playing baseball. And there's a few things that make you think about the Astros, though. Did the Astros lose when it comes to moving on from Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman? Or do you still feel good about it? 713-572-4610. We talk about that next on in the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.